ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नास्तपये शबदेशो नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। एते चंसाकलापुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं मृद्यन्ते युगे युगे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम् 10th canto, 16th chapter, Krishna chastises the serpent Kaliya, text number 28 till 30. So I will read first 28 and 29 because there's no purport, and then together we'll chant text number 30 and then we'll read the translation and the purport. So this Sanskrit meter is known as Vasantilak, chanted just like the Brahma Samhita. Yadyat chiro namato, yadyat chiro namate angasatai kashishnas, tan tan mama dakara danda daro angripatai, china yosho brahmata ulbanam asyato shrin. Nasto vaman paramakashmalam apanagam. Translation. My dear King Kaliya had 101 prominent heads, and when one of them would not bow down, Lord Sri Krishna, who inflicts punishment on cruel wrongdoers, would smash that stubborn head by striking it with his feet. Then as Kaliya entered his death throes, he began wheeling his head around and vomiting ghastly blood from his mouth and nostrils. The serpent thus experienced extreme pain and misery. Text number 29. Tasyak shibir galaram udvamata shirasu yadyat samunnamati nishva sato rusochai nrityan padanu namayam damayam babuva pushpai prabhujita ive hapuman puranaham. Translation. Exuding poisonous waste from his eyes, Kaliya would occasionally dare to raise up one of his heads, which would breathe heavily with anger. Then the Lord would dance on it and subdue it, forcing it to bow down with his foot. The demigods took each of these exhibitions as an opportunity to worship him, the primeval personality of Godhead, with showers of flowers. Text number 30, we'll chant together. Tat chitra tandava virugna pana sahasro. Raktam mukair uruvaman and ripabagna gatra. Smritva chara chara gurum purusham puranam. Narayanam tamaranam manasa jagama. Tachitra tandava virugna pana sahasra. Raktam mukair uruvaman nripa bhagna gatra. Smritva chara chara gurum purusham puranam. Narayanam tam aranam manasa jagama. tat of him. Chitra, amazing. Tandavan, by the powerful dancing. Virugnan, broken. Fana Sahasra is 1,000 hoods. Raktam, blood. Mukai, from his mouth. Uru, profusely. Vaman, vomiting. Nripa, O King Parikshit. Bhagnagatra, his limbs crashed. Smritva, remembering. Chara-chara, of all moving and non-moving beings. Gurun, the spiritual master. Purusham, the personality of Godhead. Puranam, ancient. Narayanam, Lord Narayana. Tam, to him. Aranam, for shelter. Manasa, within his mind. Jagaman, he approached. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, my dear King Parikshit, Lord Krishna's wonderful, powerful dancing trampled and broke all of Kaliya's 1,000 hoods. Then the serpent, profusely vomiting blood from his mouth, finally recognized Sri Krishna to be the eternal personality of Godhead, the supreme master of all moving and non-moving beings, Sri Narayan. Thus within his mind, Kaliya took shelter of the Lord. Purport. In volume 1, chapter 16 of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada points out that whereas previously Kaliya was vomiting poison, now his poison was exhausted and he began to vomit blood. Thus he had been cleansed of the vile contamination within his heart that had manifested as serpent's venom. The word smritva, remembering, is very significant here. The wives of Kaliya were actually serious devotees of Lord Krishna, and according to the acharyas, they had often tried to convince their husband to surrender to him. Finally, finding himself in unbearable agony, Kaliya remembered his wife's advice and took shelter of the Lord. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Kaliya's arch-rival had traditionally been Garuda, the carrier of Vishnu. But now Kaliya realized that he was fighting an opponent who was thousands of times stronger than Garuda, and who therefore could be only the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus Kaliya took shelter of Lord Krishna. Mandeham Sri Guru Sri Yotapada Kamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Manchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sukadev Goswami is addressing Parikshit Maharaj, relating to him the wonderful pastime of Krishna chastising, controlling, subduing the serpent Kaliya. So in text 29, it is explained about Kaliya, Sattaika Eka Shirshnas. So that he had 101 heads. So it is mentioned here, prominent heads. So, and as we can see in text number 30, then it is explained, Virugna Pana Sahasro. He has 1,000 hoods. 100 hands, but 1,000 hoods. Well, I haven't figured out exactly how he goes, but so the Acharyas have explained, and so Sukadeva Goswami is mentioning. So the prominent heads are there. I mean, sometimes you can see in this material world and internet, you can see or read in the newspaper sometimes, even sometimes a child is born with even two heads. Maybe one is bigger than the other, or even an animal with five legs or something. So, and so here he has thousands of hoods, and but hundred of them, 101 are prominent heads. So interesting thing, because sometimes we have heard, yeah, he has 100. Some devotees say, yes, Kali had 100 heads. Some say, no, he has 1,000. But here it is clearly mentioned he had 101 prominent heads. But yet another one's also altogether 1,000. So the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, is the origin of everything. And this material world is simply a reflection of the spiritual world, which is most wonderful. But even this material world, if you analyze it, it is quite wonderful. And it is mentioned that whatever comes from the complete whole, Om Purnamada Purnamidam, the spiritual world of Krishna is complete and perfect, but whatever is coming from the complete whole is also by itself perfect and complete. So the material world, although it is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world, but it is also quite perfect and complete by Krishna's arrangement through his external energy. So every day we can see, and the sunrise is there, and then the sunset without fail. Whereas the man-made creation or things, for example, we have buildings, and then they have the electricity is there, and but sometimes there is no electricity. Now not so much anymore, but previously when I first came here, 1980, many times we didn't have electricity for 5, 6, 7 hours a day. And even sometimes the generator was not working, or was working 3-4 hours, but then afterwards you had to give rest. But now it is more constant, they are more together, so to say, spiritually speaking, but still it is not perfect and complete, never matching Krishna's external energy. What to speak of the internal potency in the spiritual world? It is complete and perfect and most wonderful. The pastimes of Krishna and Golok are most sweet and wonderful. And the pastimes of when Krishna comes in this world are known as Prakat Lila and Naimittika Lila, which are occasional pastimes. So they are also perfect and complete. But somehow they are also very, very exciting. For example, in Golok there are no demons. No demons, they are only here of demons. And Krishna is never going to Mathura. But they're here and they're afraid, but maybe we hope that he doesn't go to Mathura. But then this material world is manifested, and then Krishna or Vasudev Krishna is manifested, and he's going to Mathura. And then the demons are really manifested, and there's a good fight and the wonderful pastimes of Krishna. So one of them is here, the chastising of Kaliya, serpent, the controlling, Damana, Kali. Kaliya Daman Lila. So the acharyas have explained, of course, two kinds of pastimes are there: nitya lila, the eternal pastimes, and the pastimes in this world, naimittika lila. And so they are all perfect and complete and eternal. So whenever this material world is manifested, so the pastime of controlling Kaliya or subduing the Kaliya snake, that is continuously going on in one of the universes. Similarly, lifting Govardhan Hill, that is continuously going on in one of the universes. Here in the pastime of the serpent, and it is explained also by the acharyas that the eternal pastimes of Krishna are there to attract the conditioned souls. And the name already, Krishna means all attractive. Kris means to attract. And Na refers to Anant. So Krishna's pastimes are very, very attractive because he's the most beautiful person, personality. And then Krishna is a source of all transcendental bliss. Also, the acharyas have explained that the different, especially the killing of the demons, so that has also purpose. So that is also to actually purify the heart of the conditioned souls. And so by nature, every jiva is a servant of Krishna. Jivera supoi krishnera nitya das. And love for Krishna is inherent in the heart of everyone. It is there, but it is covered. It is not developed. The spiritual form is there of the jiva, but it is not developed. It is in seed-like form. So as the conditioned soul is here in this material world, and then due to the association of the three modes of material nature, so many then material desires will be there, and a certain personality is there, sabhav, nature is there. And maybe the mode of goodness or passion and ignorance, but even that can change. The nature may change to some extent. So by associating with saintly persons, then one can also be saintly. If one is associating with demoniac people, then one's nature will also be tainted by that, and one may also exhibit these demoniac tendencies. So therefore, one has to try to be in the association of the advanced devotees, the pure devotees, then one can also become saintly, one can also become pure. So the conditioned soul, even the devotee practicing, the sadhakas practicing, they still have some contamination in the heart. So in order to purify the heart, so these pastimes are there, and the acharyas have explained, by hearing the different pastimes, the different anattas will be destroyed or purified. So here, for example, the Kaliya serpent, he's actually very arrogant and proud. He was very proud and arrogant. And so he didn't care for Krishna's devotee like Garuda, and he was inimical towards him. And he was disturbing the pastime of the Lord, like the other demons, of course. And by his venom coming from his mouth and contaminating the river. And then associates of Krishna, when they went to drink the water, they became unconscious. And it is explained by the acharya. So the acharyas have given beautiful details also, which are, because we may ask, well, how come only here in Vrindavan people were affected? Because the river is flowing, and then it means the poison should flow also. Then why in Mathura they were not dying? So the acharyas have explained, because at that time the Yamuna was much bigger. Even when I first came here in 1980, Yamuna was much bigger. There was more water and it was crystal clear. We could drink the water. But then they make a dam above Delhi in Yamuna Nagar, maybe 200 meters above of Delhi, and to get electricity, and because of that there is hardly any water here from the original Yamuna River. But then the waste water from the different cities goes in the Yamuna. So at that time there was no dam, and the water was crystal clear, and they were playing in the water and drinking the water. And even 1980 when I came, the water was pure. We were drinking the water. We were using the deities, the water of the Yamuna. Our cook at that time, Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu, he was sending one devotee to bring every day one big pot of Jamuna water for the service of the Lord. But now it is impossible. So at that time, so it is mentioned by the Acharya, so the river was flowing, was a lot of water, but sometimes you can see that there's some water is going sideways. And the diversion is there, and the lake was actually created. Kaliya Radha. So that refers to a small lake was created, and he was in that lake. And the Jamuna water, the main stream, was flowing. So therefore, even further on, the water was still pure, was quite pure. But where he was situated, because of the venom which came out of his mouth, his different mouth, and it became poisonous, the water, even so much so that the shore was also becoming poisonous. And even the air, even the birds were flying, and then the birds have to breathe also, right? They were breathing and they were going down, just dying because of the venom. Because that was his misfortune that he had this very ghastly form. And it is mentioned even in the scriptures that, of course, the conditioned soul and the human being, they have some good qualities, guna and some dosh. Generally, everyone will have, due to the modes of material nature. Those in the mode of goodness, they have more good qualities, guna, and less dosh, faults. Those in the mode of passion, it is mixed. And those in the mode of ignorance, they have very less good qualities and there are more faults are there. And so it is explained amongst the animals, actually the snakes and the scorpions, they are most envious. It is explained by the Acharyas also that therefore, even the saintly person, they don't hesitate to kill the serpents or the scorpions. And there is no sin occurred in doing that because they are very envious. Even you may be walking, if a snake is going there, and he may just attack you and bite you. And if it is a cobra, then you might die. Or even in the West, other snakes are there in many places. Viper, rattlesnakes in America. In Europe, viper are there. And they bite you and then you may die. Even without provocation, the scorpion also. So therefore, better that we are killed than we kill the snake or the spider. The scorpion. Of course, even other animals are there, mosquitoes. I think you were there serving Prabhupada in Mayapur. And you were massaging Prabhupada, right? And the mosquitoes were there. And that Prabhupada told him, okay. Because they were disturbing Prabhupada and Chutukirti Prabhu also, right? And then he said, go ahead. They are aggressor. So they can be killed. According to scripture, if somebody is aggressive, if somebody is coming to your house and wanting to steal your money or abduct the woman, the wife, then you can protect yourself. You can kill that person. There's no sin occurred by that. And one time, one Baba came to my house from Govardhan. He used to do parikrama one or two times around Govardhan. And many are doing, chanting 64 rounds. And he was begging for some donation for his milk. Then I gave him, and he used to come every month. I gave him money for milk, for his milk, and the cloth in the winter. And then some mosquitoes were there. My daughter was very small at that time. I was chasing the mosquitoes away. And he was telling me also, you can kill them. You're a householder. And they may bother you, bother your child also, and she's innocent. And you can get the malaria, you can die also. I said, okay. But then he said, I cannot, I'm a Babaji. I have to tolerate. So I have to see time, place, and circumstances. And if I have to die, no problem. But for the family members, you may have to protect. So the snakes, they're by nature very, very envious. So Kaliya was a very huge snake. Even sometimes you can see here also some big snakes, the people bringing them around, huge, like 8-10 meters. Recently I saw one person was carrying that, and then they're begging money. So, or even the smaller snakes also they have, and they try to beg some money. And because people, they think, well, I should respect them. And sometimes, of course, then they will remember Anantashesh, the biggest snake, and he is an expansion of the Supreme Lord, and he's worshipable. So as devotees, we remember, we see the snake, and then we remember Anantashesh. And also, what we should do, actually we should remember Giriraj, Govardhan. Because it is mentioned there in the pastime of Giriraj, that if you take shelter of Giriraj, you will never be bitten by a snake. And even actually the Acharyas have mentioned, Raghunath Das Goswami in Manashiksha, and there are many great personalities. For example, we know Tulsi Devi, Vrinda Devi, or Yamuna Devi. We take shelter of all of them. And Giriraj also, and even Radharani, she's the topmost of Krishna's associates, of the gopis. And she's saying, as explained in Venugita, Hantayam Adrir Abala Haridasya Varya, that Giriraj is Haridasya Varya, is the greatest of the servants of Krishna, Shyam Hari, or Gaur Hari, of Krishna. So, and he's always ready to serve not only Krishna, but all the devotees. And he's having actually love for Krishna. And if we take shelter of him, then we may also attain love for Krishna, and then we will be protected from all difficulties. Namaste Girirajaya, Sri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Dayine. So we offer respect to Giriraj, whose other name is Govardhan. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya, thousands of difficulties may be there. And they are there in this material world that we know. Every day we are facing difficulties practically. Some mosquitoes there or something, or sometimes even with devotees, some different opinion may be there. And then, so difficulties are there, challenges. But by taking shelter of course, Guru also, first of all, Guru, and then Giriraj, Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna, then we can overcome all difficulties. Ashesha Klesha Nasha Paramananda Dayane. So Giriraj, so we take shelter of him also. Then we may be protected from snakes also. Nowadays there are not so many snakes anymore because there are many buildings. And so fortunately, but previously in the Goshala, and there were many snakes. I used to live for a little while in the Goshala. And that time there was no attached bathroom, we had to go in the fields to evacuate. And then we had to be always careful with the torchlight so that we are not bitten by the snakes. And sometimes some devotees or workers also, they were bitten, and then that's the end. So what to do? So Kaliya snake is there, and because of the poison, so the gopas and the cows, they became unconscious. As explained here in this chapter. But then Krishna, he came there, and by his mercy they were revived again, and they became conscious again. So even, of course, there are some snake charmers, or even according to Ayurveda, if one is bitten by a snake, so they may have some remedy if there is enough time, if one is coming on time. Or even they can extract the poison also. So different ways are there. So what to speak of the Supreme Lord Krishna? I can immediately help his surrendered devotees. Although first they were unconscious, practically like that, but then, so he revived them. And then, as mentioned here, so he chastised Kalyanag. And so point was about the anattas which may be there in our heart. So by hearing about the pastimes of the Lord, and the different anattas may be vanquished. So, and we know, even as devotees, sometimes the ego is there, the false ego, the real ego is there, that I am the eternal servant of Krishna. I am very insignificant. And we should always be in that mood. Like in this verse, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, in the purport to this verse from Navavida Bhakti from Pralam Maharaj, Prabhupada has nicely explained about the nine limbs of devotional service. And in Dasyam, he's explaining that we should always serve in the mood that I am the eternal servant of Krishna. The acharyas have explained when we chant or when we serve, especially while chanting also, but in general when we serve, we should be in the mood, we should chant with some bandhagyan. Some bandhagyan, first of all, we should understand we are not this body, we are a spirit soul. We're completely separate from the gross and subtle body. And we have a connection, the real connection, relationship is with Krishna. So we should always remember and chant with that mood, with that consciousness. In conditioned state, so, and then the anattas may be there. And then, and due to the modes of material nature, if one is free, one is transcendentally situated always, then there will be no anattas, and then the false ego will not come. But if you are still under the modes of material nature, which generally as normal sadhakas one is, then sometimes the mode of passion is there and ignorance, and then material desires are there, and then the false ego will be there, and the pride and the arrogance will be there. And that may happen quite often, and we have to always try to control the emotions in our heart, in our consciousness. And if we are not doing, then actually Krishna will arrange. Just like here, and the thousands of, or hundreds of heads, the prominent heads and the thousand hoods. So, he was already subdued to some extent, but still then, not completely surrendered. And even like ourselves, we try to surrender, but then the false ego is coming. One time I was taking darshan here, mostly I'm on the altar, but sometimes I'm taking darshan at 7:15. Was one devotee there, senior devotee, and a little bigger body, and inside the robe there for senior devotees, and behind that, so the common devotees and pilgrims were there, and sometimes they're very eager to take darshan, and then sometimes if the older devotees are there, then they cannot see. Like even Mahaprabhu was there taking darshan behind the Garuda Stampa. Garuda Stampa is there in Puri. He was standing behind and there was one old lady. She wanted to take darshan, but Mahaprabhu, Vishal, big body is there, 7 feet, big shoulders, long arms. Mahapurush Lakshana, they are the symptoms of a great personality. And so the many people were taking darshan. She could not see and she climbed on Mahaprabhu to take darshan, and he was sannyasi. And the other night, there is no proper wanted to pull her down. And Mahaprabhu, it's okay, let her take darshan. And she took darshan, but then they convinced her to come down and telling her he's a sannyasi, should not touch a sannyasi. So Mahaprabhu was very humble and tolerant. So anyhow, but in the conditioned state, it happens. So then some pilgrims were there and pushing the senior devotee there. And he became angry, "What are you doing? Don't push me." And of course the lady was an elderly lady also, and she was of course scared. But anyhow, so the point is that these anattas are there. So but if you are not careful, if you are not controlled, and then if we cannot ourselves control, then Krishna will do something and he will teach us a lesson also. That we have to understand. So we should learn from these pastimes. And because as a devotee also, if you are not yet highly advanced, so the spiritual nature is there. We are servants of Krishna. And the mode of goodness may be there. And we are devotees. We want to be devotees. But then due to maybe past karma also, and then previous impression, then something will come up. And due to the modes of material nature, and then some anattas are coming up, and then sometimes some lust and anger and greed and pride is coming, and so we have to try to control, and we have to pray to Krishna to help us to remove these anattas. And if you're not doing ourselves, then Krishna himself will do something, or even sometimes because Krishna is performing his pastimes, then the external energy will do something, or through the other devotees sometimes if you are not careful, so that happens. So even we have seen many times, sometimes devotees and they become a little arrogant, and then a little later somebody is coming, another devotee have an argument, they are punching each other. So therefore Mahaprabhu told we should always be very humble and tolerant and respectful, and then we'll be able to advance nicely in our spiritual life. So finally, even sometimes good advice is given by other devotees, and as mentioned here, by the wives. Previously you could have more than one wife, but in the Kali Yuga it is recommended that one wife is enough, and even according to law, plenty. But still, I mean, even Mahaprabhu's time, some of the associates, they had two wives, but they could take care also. But nowadays it's difficult to take care of one wife. But sometimes they give good advice also. So we have to listen and we have to be humble also. But here he was a little puffed up, Kalia. He was very puffed up. So therefore we are subdued. But still he could not surrender all his 100 heads, maybe only 90, 95. And the others were still obstinate. And then Krishna was dancing on these heads. And the 1,000, I guess the 900 hoods, they were already down. So the wives were actually advising him, because they were devotees, that please you surrender, but he was not listening to them. So sometimes you have to listen to the wife also if they give good advice. And even it is mentioned, Prabhupada used to say, there's a proverb in Bengali, in the Bengali devotees are there, they must know, that if you do what the wife is saying, then you're known as handpacked. You're handpacked. You're controlled by the wife. Then you will say, oh, look, he's doing what the wife is saying. But then he's saying, Prabhupada is saying, quoting the proverb, that, but if you're not doing what the wife is saying, then family life cannot go on. So that's the situation. I mean, if you're always doing what the wife is saying, then the others will say, "What? Come on, you're always doing what the wife is saying." So sometimes you have to do, and sometimes you do what you have to do. So in public you have to, you can show you're the boss, but at home it's usually different. At home the wife is the boss, and the husband has to do what the wife is saying what to do. Well, even Krishna is like that, what to do. He's the Supreme Lord, always Bhagavan. But in the past time he has to do also what Radharani is saying, especially Radharani. See, the most exalted, and she can control Krishna like nobody else. Anyhow, so by hearing this pastime, some anattas will go away. We become humble. But we have to hear again and again and again. So therefore Prabhupada said we should read the Krishna book every evening. Going to the whole Bhagavatam, it takes like 10 years at least. 11 years. Or maybe 12 even, right? So therefore in between we can read the Krishna book also, because anyhow the 10th canto is most beautiful, and especially the first part, which is about every Sunday Krishna book, right? Mother Maya Devi. Mahadevi, yeah. Mahadevi and Maya Devi. Yeah, Mahadevi is the eternal potency. Yeah, Maya Devi is in Lachua, okay. But yeah. Yeah. So yeah, if you engage in devotional service, then it's Mahadevi. If you're not engaged in devotional service, of course, Mayadevi, the original Mayadevi, she's also a devotee of Krishna. And so the devotees, they're all dasis and they're all devotees. Yeah. So, yeah, so these pastimes are very sweet. Of course, sometimes the pastime of killing the demons, I mean, blood is there and vomiting, poison. I mean, it's not very pleasurable, but still it is purifying, and therefore we listen. But then ultimately, it is natural to hear more the pastimes which are very beautiful. And for example, in regards to water at the Jamuna, so Krishna is performing his pastimes at the Jamuna. Every day he's going there also with the friends, the coward boys and the gopa and the cows, and then they're going in the water, they're drinking the water, and only once in a while, so once only Kalia came, and then that is mentioned there, but daily they're going there to the Jamuna, and then they are playing there in the Jamuna. Also sometimes Krishna is playing with the gopis there in the morning, Usually he takes bath in the morning at home, Nanda Bhavan, but sometimes, and Radharani, she takes bath in Javat or in Varsana, wherever she is. But sometimes they make some arrangement through messenger that let's go and meet at the Jamuna in the morning. And then they go there, Krishna tells his mother, I want to take bath in the Jamuna with some friends. Yeah, okay, you go. And Radharani telling her mother, okay, you go. And then they meet there and they take bath in the Jamuna in the morning. Sometimes also during the day. And sometimes there's a boat pastime, which tomorrow we will see here, the boat pastime. Nauka Vihar, very famous in the Jamuna. And Krishna is becoming the boatman. And the gopis want to cross. And then they have to pay a price also to cross. Even one time at Govardhan, Manasi Ganga, at that time it was not only just a pond, presently there's only a pond there, Ganga, Manasi Ganga. But at Krishna's time, actually the Ganges River descended and was flowing. But then in due course of time, then also it stopped and it became a pond only. So that time also there, the pastime is there of Nauka Vihar, and then the gopis are there and they want to cross, and Krishna says, okay, but you have to pay some price, you will have to give some milk or yogurt. And they say, yes, yes, fine. And then they are there, and then by Krishna's arrangement, then the clouds are coming. Sometimes it happens in springtime, the clouds are coming, some rain is there, and then Krishna is also because he's most powerful, he's shaking the boat, and then they all become a little bit afraid. And Krishna had made a hole in the boat also. And then he closed it with a piece of wood. But then when everyone was inside, in the middle of the Ganges, then he takes out the piece of wood, and the water comes inside the boat. And then Krishna, look, water is there. You have to do too much things inside the boat. You have to throw out your milk products and everything. They throw out everything in the Ganges. And Krishna is saying, well, you have too much jewelry also. Throw away your jewelry. And they're taking out the jewelry, the heavy gold jewelry, putting it in the Ganges. And then Radharani calling out, oh, Krishna, Krishna, save us. And then Krishna is closing the hole again. And then she's also seeing that, oh, this is actually our Krishna. Before she was not, they were not recognizing, and then they are embracing each other, and so wonderful pastimes are there. So that, and we take more pleasure in that than hearing the pastime of killing, but still it is very attractive. And we used to have the pastime also when Kadamba Kanana Maharaj was president. He liked the pastime of the killing of the demons. And we had the boat festival, but one time we had the Agasur, killing of Agasur demon. And one time that we also had Kaliya Nag in the water. And then the pastime was there, enacted by the devotees, and then we had the boat festival. But simply just having the boat festival is beautiful also. And so that will be tomorrow. You will have the opportunity to see the wonderful pastime by the mercy of course, Srila Prabhupada, who established a wonderful ISKCON society, and by the mercy of the previous acharyas who revealed in the literatures the different pastimes which are enacted. And as I explained here in the Bhagavatam, but the acharyas also have given in Gopal Champu, Jiva Goswami, in other books, they have given some more details of the wonderful pastimes. Hare Krishna, Grantra Chimar Bhagavatam ki.